Hey there, it's Alia Rosa, your seduction coach and former secret agent of sexpionage. You might recognize me from the true crime podcast To Die For. Here, I will be sharing secret techniques on how to seduce a man like a spy and effortlessly make anyone like you. If you got any questions, shoot them my way and I'll be here every week to give you all the answers. Let's rock the art of seduction together and create the best version of yourself. Hello, beautiful ladies. Welcome to this special lesson today where we will talk about how to make men to approach you. How many times you would see a man on the street and you would think, oh my God, he's so handsome. But he goes somewhere and he just passed by and you lose the chance to meet him. And you would still remember him in some time, but like he's gone, right? So how many times you would think like, I would really want men to approach me, but how to do it? How to make men to be interested to come to you? So what do you need to do and how to do it? Let me share with you here in this lesson. And I would like to give you a present here. If you click the link below, you can download free guide on places where to meet eligible bachelors. And also after that, you can go ahead and get another guide on 20 seduction techniques how to make men to approach you. Let me introduce myself. My name is Alia Rosa and I'm a certified sex coach and seduction coach. Studied in the Special Secret Spy Academy and the special program, which is sexpionage. They call it also honey trap. For someone who doesn't know, what is sexpionage? Sexpionage is a special program where female and male agents would be trained different psychological techniques such as manipulation, persuasion, influence, programming techniques in order to seduce the target for termination or for establishing a long-term trustable relationship where they would get information they need. Or they would, for example, recruit an informer to get information they need for the government. I was 18 years old when I was sent by my dad, who was a high-ranking officer, to the spy academy, and I was enrolled to a special program, which is sexpionage. So I learned these techniques there. And these techniques are only available to a high-ranking officers, and they were collected from all around the world and developed by the Soviet Union psychologists. They are very powerful, very effective. I adopted some of them, and I'm happy to share with some of the techniques with you here. And also you can learn some of the techniques on the app Rosa Club or on the website rosaclub.com. They adopted with the purpose to build strong, lovable, long-term, serious relationship where you will make men to be successful and you also make yourself confident, successful, strong, and empowered. So let's speak about how to make men to approach you or how to approach him if some signals don't work. When I was a secret agent, the first homework I got was almost like a workshop. So together with my classmates, we had to go to bars, restaurants, you know, like public places. And also we had to train ourselves how to make our targets to approach us. Let me share with you some funny things in the beginning. So one of the coolest technique, which is quite unusual, let me explain why, is when you take with you in your hands something really big, eye-catching, and very weird object. What it could be? So I had an experiment for my student who is 55 years old and she never been married. She had some relationship, but never really strong long-term relationship, and she didn't know how to meet guys. She didn't know how to make them to approach her. So one day I was like, let me explain to you how this works. So what I did, I took a plunger. Of course, it was clean and it was new. I just bought it. I took a plunger with me and we walked the Rodeo Drive, Beverly Hills in Los Angeles. And also we went to the bar, to like the most local bar where everybody goes to meet each other. And when I walked in, like when I was walking on the street, there were so many people just asking me, what is it for? Why are you carrying plunger? It's so weird. Like girl, like, like it's so funny, so weird. Like, what is it for? Then when we came to the bar, I was holding this plunger. Every single guy in the bar, at least 20, would approach us and ask, what is this plunger for? Or they would joke more. So it was so much fun. Because what's happening is men, of course, they feel intimidated just to come and approach any woman. Of course, some of them, they can easily come. I'm talking about like somebody who wants one night stand or like pickup artist. We are not taking these guys. But if you want like a serious man, right? A normal guy, like, you know, decent guy to approach you, he needs to know that you send him some signals. And you can look at him and you can smile to him, but sometimes it's not even enough. But when you hold in your hands something really unusual, it could be, for example, a big statue of Buddha. It could be the metallic big wrench. It could be, I don't know, anything. Like, or, you know, Salvador Dali, many years in Paris, was walking on the theater animal. And of course, he attracted so much attention. It could be your pet, which you can dog, right? Like dog, everybody almost have dogs. But if you would dress your dog in a funny way, or I don't know, like put the hat on your dog or something, I don't know, like be creative. So it has to be something unusual in your hands. And you put this thing on the counter in the bar or like on the table in the restaurant, for example. And of course, man, you give them the sign, you give them the reason to approach you. Because they, all of them, they can joke about it. And it's funny because, of course, everybody will think like, okay, so she's a cool girl. She brought this unusual object into the public place. And of course, they're curious, like, why did she bring it? So another reason men also do not approach women, of course, in when they don't know her, like, and they kind of like, they're also shy. Ladies, like men also shy. Like they also think like, okay, imagine yourself. You like the guy and you think, I would really like to meet him, but you cannot come and approach him straight away because you think, okay, so what will I ask him? Weird, right? Like, so what will I ask him? Like, how would I behave? So same thoughts the man has. He looks at you and he thinks, she's cool. I like her. I'm single. I would like to meet her. But how? What should I say to her? What if she will reject me? If she would be married? What if she's a lesbian or whatever? Like, he doesn't know. So when you give the guy reasons to approach you, like this weird object, of course, it's much funnier way. And it's not kind of like a meeting. It's almost like, oh, your dog is so cute. What's his name? Oh, how old is he or her? Oh, it's so cute. Like, oh, like this is, you start a conversation. The next cool technique which you can use, for example, if you really like the guy and he's sitting and drinking, let's say, coffee, you can ask a waiter and send him coffee. Of course, he would be really pleased. And when he would tell you thank you, most likely he would come to you and say you thank you. You can start a conversation and you can like, you know, start a conversation and get them from there. Another cool technique is using your phone. This is the most, I would say, our 24/7 tool, which is always with us. And the most easiest technique is when you ask someone, ask the guy you like on the street or in the restaurant or whatever, can you please make a picture of us? Or can you please make a picture of me? Something like this. Of course, nobody will tell you no when you ask something, right? And here is another important thing which you need to also understand. Men, they like when a woman brings him to the position of savior. When man feels like a superhero, when man feels strong, and only woman can create this condition which man can has. Because again, man doesn't fall in love to a woman because she's so beautiful and so she's so kind and she's so intelligent. No, man fell in love into a woman who makes him feel good, who makes him feel comfortable and strong and desirable and encourage him and support him. That's why man fell in love. So guess what? When you ask the man to help you with something small, for example, open the bottle of water, open the door because you're carrying like bags or something, or do something for you. Like, I don't know, one of my students asked the guy to order for her an Uber because she couldn't walk. She broke the heel and she needed to get to another block and she couldn't walk. And she really asking, please, can you please help me? So this position, when you ask a guy with these eyes full of admiration and also not from the position of the strong like this. So this is the man, this is you. If you ask him like this, get me an Uber. You know, like this is the position of like two strong people. Like you put yourself as a man. So you ask the man from the man position. Of course, this is like almost like, why would I? Who are you? But if you ask a man from the position here, from the big position, of course, you're not weak. We all know that we are all strong and everything. But do you really need to show your strength to a man? I don't think so, right? So you ask this, your guy whom you target, who is your target? You ask him from the position of the big person. Like, let's say, imagine, remember, like you ask your dad something when you were little. Daddy, can you please open this bottle for me? Like this. So you ask him, can you please open this bottle for me? How he can say no? He cannot say no. Of course he will say yes. So that's how you need to ask man. And of course you can ask anything. One of like my student also used the technique of eyelashes. When she saw the guy she likes, she started to like almost like scream and say, oh my God, like it's so painful. Like I have an eyelash in my eye. Can you please help me? Can you please see? I don't have a mirror. Can you please see like where is it? So of course the guy comes to her, looks into her eyes and you know, like very close situation. He feels your vibes. He feels your smile. You know, the chemistry starts working and then he feels, well, she's actually cute. She's actually beautiful. I would like to maybe meet her again, da, da, da. And then she's like, oh, yeah, thank you so much. Okay, so I got it out. Thank you so much. You really saved my day. Can I buy coffee for you as to say thank you to you? So you continue the conversation. Can I also give you something? So look what you did. You just asked him, kind of pretended. You asked him something. He did it. He opened the bottle. He opened the door. He like helped you with something. And then at the same time, you kind of like give him back. Oh, can I buy for you coffee? As say thank you. Oh, can I do something for you? Oh, like whatever. And then you exchange numbers and you know, you get from there and go for a date. And how to behave on a date, you can see in another lesson. There's so many techniques which are available on the guide 20 Seduction Techniques, How to Make Men to Approach You. But also, let me share with you one of the very cool technique, which is very elegant, very nice, very discreet. What you do, when you see the guy you like, you come to him and you give him a business card and you say, oh, excuse me, I think you dropped this business card. And he would look at us, he may say, oh, like, oh, it's not my card. And you say, oh, I think this is my card, but looks like my card really want to get into your hands. Maybe you call me. Like this, you know, like, so you kind of like give the guy an opportunity and then you walk. So you don't wait, you walk. So if he's interested, he will call you. If not, whatever, the next one. So it's kind of like really elegant way how to do it. Of course, there are more techniques, more like really strong techniques where the funny thing, like I would just like share with you, one of my students, what she did, I mean, like that was the highest kind of like level. She grabbed the guy butt and when he turned around, she's like, oh, I thought you're John. I'm so sorry. I confused you with someone else. It was funny as well because like this is really, you know, like this is kind of like you touch the guy. So he kind of like smiled and said like, well, are you good and bad as John? Like you can tell whatever, but you can start from there. Oh, like you also look and smell so nice as John. Happy to meet you. So you can be flirty and playful. Let's say this is the game and you're just playing, right, with the guy. You just don't take it serious. It's all about like having fun. Seduction is a game. It's all about feeling the best, having the best time, enjoying yourself, giving this enjoyment and this happiness to other people, and also feeling this amazing, creative, cool bond with men. So the red flags, let me tell you. Red flags with guys. If you see if the guy is married, he has a ring, of course, you don't want to be a lover, right? On the second position. So you do not approach him or like make him to approach you. Or if the guy is very concentrated or like his attention on the phone, laptop or newspaper or wherever. So it means that he's really, really in the working mood. Even if you will come and like flirt with him and everything, it will take him some time to kind of like concentrate on you or like change his mood from working to playful. So if also you see like the man is feeling like you can tell the man having some problems or he's stressed. You don't need this type of man with you, right? Because like he's stressed with something else. Why do you need these problems, right? If he's like maybe even angry or arrogant or whatever, you feel this vibe. You can see as a spies, we learn to understand the and learn and spy on target. So before making to approach, you check him out. You check him out. What does he do? Where does he look? What he's wearing, of course, what's happening around him and so on. And of course, the most popular things to make him to approach, of course, when you smile, when you look into his eyes, when you, well, it's all about like your verbal body language. When your body language shows that you are interested to meet someone, of course, man, they can read it straight away. Another more thing, which is really important, when you come somewhere or like, for example, you sit down somewhere in the restaurant, cafe or bar, whatever. And when you sit in the close position, this is the close position like this. So I'm sitting in a very close position. So try not to cross your arms. Be more relaxed, you know, touch your hair. You know, hair is one of the most popular and the most strongest signal. Touch your neck as well. Touch your lips. Smile. Think about something. Look at him, to his eyes, then to his lips, and then down. And then turn your gaze somewhere else. And then again, look at him, look down, and turn your gaze somewhere else. So it's like a triangle. Remember this. It also works really cool because man would be really confused. He's kind of like, oh my God, she's interested. And then she looks like down. And then she looks somewhere else. So it's a very flirty game. Of course, there are many, many techniques. There are over 1,000. But I adopted some of the most coolest, the most effective techniques. I adopted them into an online video class, which called Master of Seduction. And you can get it from the website rosaclub.com or from the Rosa Club app, which you can download from Apple or like Google. Wherever store. So yes, you can check this later. And don't forget to get my present, which is under this video. Click the link below and get the free guide on 33 places where you can meet eligible butchers. So I won't give you the whole thing here because it will take like a few hours. But please welcome to go in there and check it out. And I love you. I'm happy to share with you the thoughts. And always remember, as more knowledge, as more skills we know, as better, as confident, as successful you become. Lots of love.